to the church. We got to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We can't do church the same old church way. If we out of order, then we got to get in order. You know, and it may be strange to us because I'm listening. He told me, say, to watch the trappings. He said, watch the trappings. And, you know, trappings are not always bad. They look good. But you can get so caught up. He said, don't get caught up. So help us, God, not to get caught up in the trappings. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because I was getting ready. Woo, I had so much on my mind. To do. And I'm now I got to go back now, but I thought I'd leave that with you so you can think about it too. Amen. So and I know the Lord is telling you that when you loving Jesus, he's telling you the same thing. He's telling you the same thing. So we come in this building to praise God. And the Bible said they came in and told what happened out there. Say, look, we're getting ready to go to such and such. When we got to such and such a place, they did so and so. Pray for us that when we get to this place, such and such, such thing. Hello? You got a harvest out there. You say, well, I can't go. Yeah, but you got a harvest. We both got harvest. All of us got harvest fields. Your neighbors down the street. Your neighbor across the street, up the street, down. And when you go to the store, everywhere, you got people that need Christ. So we asking God to give us a new man for a new year. Amen. Give us the man of Christ because he's coming. Jesus is coming. Coming soon. So, Lord, we want to lift these prayer requests. Now, sister did a wonderful thing. She's got a headache this morning, very bad headache, she said. So they didn't come today. But she took all the prayer requests and did what I asked her to do. She said it would take a little time. Nothing is here but pictures. But she took the prayer requests and she writing them on private papers and what the people need when we spoke call. You know what? People come to your church. How many times you writing and say, I'm glad you came. But I got cards back there. We was going to do everything. Amen. So look for something new. I'm not going to stand up. I'm just going to tell you what I'm feeling. We going to have something for Jesus. I made my man, you know, the Lord helped me to make my man and begin to show me things. And we're just going to have something for Jesus. And okay, so Father, we lift up this before you today, especially this lady Isom. You remember Sister Isom there, the name Isom? Isom, it's in this box, but we ain't got in touch. I'm going to give it to Tawana, so she's going to see, can she do it? But I lift them up before you, Lord, all the requests that came into the church. I can't tell the saints everything today. We're not having this type of meeting, Father, but they will know what you're saying to us. We got to get busy, but busy for God, doing the things for you that you want us to do, God. In Jesus' name, Father, we're asking for this lady that's sick and those that sent in, you know, people just need you, God. But when I heard the testimony of this man's child this morning, how this baby was dying, how this child was dying, his heart had stopped beating, and they thought he was going to die. And he sent and asked the people in different countries around the world to pray for his child. They had prepared themselves for you to receive this baby. But Lord, you showed me this morning what prayer would do. You showed me if we get together, Lord, and get concerned and get serious about the things we're praying about, we will see results. This is our season. Our season not just to get, but to get closer to you. This is our season. And so, Lord, I pray, hallelujah, for those that's in this prayer because we're going to really pray for these people. And I've got some other things I'm going to tell the saints, but God, we're getting ready to really do what you're telling us to do. I really feel this is the Spirit of the Lord telling us to do these things because I've been praying and asking you other things, and these things come to my mind. So I know that this is what you want us to do. So we pray, Lord, for the kids that's out, and God, give them rest. Lord, I know there's some discouragement right here now. There's some discouragement. These children are discouraged. But let them know, God, they could have lost their homes. Let them know, God, that the water could have came up almost to the roof where some people was. And hallelujah, let us remember what happened in Louisiana. We're not there, and we don't have dams breaking and things. So it always could be worse. But I do know that you can bless them now. You can bless them now, Lord. Keep them from discouragement now, Lord. Let them rest and get up and say, well, thank God for giving me the strength to clean this basement up or whatever they got to clean up. Don't let this thing take them down. This ain't nothing but the devil that's trying to take people down. He got many ways that people don't see him, Lord. But we're not ignorant of his devices that he uses. You hear that? I ask it in Jesus' name. I say, I ask it in Jesus' name. Brother Willie, we don't want to get so busy that we don't hear you. God has got a call on your life. You know, and he's dealing with people in dreams and visions, you know, young people that's going to have dreams and visions. God got a call on your life. All of you here, God got a call on your life. It's time for us to find out what he wants for us. Look in your life today. I'm going to let Al preach now. But look in your life today. And let's find out if what we wanting the most of, what are we really wanting the most of this year? I mean, it's at the top. We living in this earth. And we got to have things that's of this earth. But he got to be first. And that takes God to give us the understanding of that. Because life is so busy. It's so busy. We have children. We have to do this. We got to do that. And you got schoolwork. And you got to mark your papers. But help us to know how to put him a part of everything that we do. That he will be a part of whatever we do. I feel this, you know, and I'm busy. Everybody busy. And I was getting ready to get busier. I could think of thousands of things. And the Lord told me, put me first. And it's not really that I can give it to you right now. I can't explain it to you right now. But I thank the Lord for Jesus today. And I thank him. And I'm going to let Brother Al, I know he's prepared to preach the gospel to bless our souls. Let's give Brother Al a great hand. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And Derek, I want you to know, I'm getting ready. I'm getting off. I'm trying to find a name for this thing. Me and Derek got something the Lord gave him for us to do. It's going to be wonderful. Hey, we're getting on the ball here. So at this time, we're going to have Brother Al.
I truly thank the Lord again for this opportunity. Thank God for Pastor, what the Spirit is saying through her. What I was praying this morning and talking about this morning about getting really unbusy, separating yourself for the Lord's work. And I thought, I said, Lord, she need to go on and preach. And about this issue season and it's just a wonderful thing what God is doing. I want to say again to everybody, thank you for your wonderful gifts that I received. I racked up this year. Twice, I say, Lord, what did I do? I say, boy, I must have turned some things around, Lord. I said, I racked up this year. Like, man, I got a few pieces of coal in my stocking from a kid, but from the saints, I racked up. I thank you all for my gifts. I thank you all. I appreciate it so much. My wife, she blessed me so, and I'm like, man, I know Jackie and them always said, you shouldn't be feeling like that. Like, boy, I feel kind of bad. Well, I got blessed so. Well, I had a Merry Christmas, and it just wasn't about the gifts. It was the family, and I felt and I saw a change in one of my sons that I have to reach out to him and tell him that I love him. You know, I see what God is doing. God is answering my prayers concerning my children. You know, it was just a wonderful time being together. It really was. Just to have the family and everybody on that one accord, nothing negative in the atmosphere. It was just beautiful. So I thank the Lord for that. I thank God also, too, for for his word. And I'm going to try to keep you for a little bit this morning. I know there's a lot going on and people are going through with the water. Sometimes I guess a lot of people, if they're not in the word, they have to question, you know, and wonder. God said he wasn't going to flood the earth no more. I was getting ready this morning waiting for Tawana, you know, we running behind with the grandkids. Y'all forgive me for my tardiness. This guy stopped and said, which way you going? I said, I'm going Wentzville. He said, don't go that way because the roads are shut down. I said, water's up to here on Mexico Road. So we knew something was going to be flooded with all that rain and that we would get. And I heard that the job is really busy with the water overflowing down and on Manchester. So it's just, to me, it's just the signs of the times. You know, God is speaking to us about what's going on in the earth. You know, here it is winter. We've been having spring weather, you know, and now it's just starting trying to get cold. And if, you know, if you're mindful of the scripture, you know, he that hath the ear, let him hear. We got to be ready because we don't know when the Lord is going to crack that sky. You know, we got to always be ready, abounding in the work of the Lord. We have to be. I'm going to be reading now the book of Psalms this morning, Psalms 1. It kind of fits what Pastor was talking about this morning, that we got to get unbusy and we got to listen. And that's what I got from her that very short time that she was talking. I'm going to be reading out the book of Psalms. I may jump around a little bit. You all bear with me. I have so much. When I get to studying, so many scriptures come and I try to get them all. I guess I'm just greedy in the spirit. I just try to get them all. And, man, I get so much. I'm like, Lord, where is that one at? What do I do with this? Where do I place that scripture? But he told me to keep it simple. So I'm going to try to lean on the Lord this morning. I'm going to try to lean on the Holy Ghost this morning and let him guide me. Let him take me because I have 3 pages of notes and there is no way. I'm going to put them back up under here. I'm going to put them notes up. And I mean, the word gets good to you when you start studying. I mean, it's like, you know, taste and see that the Lord is good. You don't want to let it go. It's better than my favorite candy, those turtles. I mean, man, the word is so good. It keeps you. You know, it woke me up early this morning. It pulled me in the back room. And, man, the word is just good. So, did we take the offering? You want to take the offering? We'll go ahead and take the offering. Let us bring forth our givings, tithes and offerings this morning. I ain't going to be in no hurry. Amen. 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 And like Pastor was saying, you know, our work is outside of her. I got up this morning and said, Lord, where is my work really? Is it in the buildings? And the Lord said this morning, it ain't in no buildings. It's out there. And I thank him also for giving me the opportunity to speak to some people. Has everybody had a chance to give? I had a chance to speak to some married couples over the week, and the Lord bless. Has everybody had a chance? We're still waiting. I'm going to bow our heads and bless them. Offering. Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this part of the service, God. Lord God, we thank you for all those that brought out this morning, God. All those that brought to your house this morning, God. We pray, God, that you will bless those, Father God, the givers, oh Lord. Those that had it in their heart, God, to give, but didn't have it in their pocketbook, God, to give. We ask, God, that you will bless them also, God. We ask, God, that you will bless those, Father God. Oh God, that wanted to make it out this morning just to give, Lord. And we pray, God, your blessings upon this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. And I thank the Lord for being able to talk to some people. Man, I've really been talking to some folk. I didn't want to say this because I'm going to let you guys know what I'm doing now. But my music teacher, I'm going to music class for the saxophone. And God has really been blessing me, not just in that classroom with my kids, my wife. They got me way ahead of where she thought I should, where I should be. But in that classroom, I'm ministering to this lady. You know, she's going through in her house. She's an older lady. She showed me a picture of her son. His name is Joseph. She wants him healed. Her husband, John, is unsaved. Her father, John, is unsaved, and he don't believe in Christ. So, God put on my heart, to speak to this woman. Though I'm paying for these lessons, but I feel a need. There's a greater cause there, and I'm thinking I'm there to play that saxophone. But this woman, she's going through, and she left to go to Kentucky. And she asked for me to pray for her father, that the Lord would save him. So we touched and agreed, She says she's a saint. So I say, well, let us do what the scripture tells us to do. Let us touch and agree. And we touched and agreed. And I'm looking for a good report when I go back Monday, for her son and her daddy. I'm looking for a good report. And also this other couple. I'm going to Psalms 1. I'm going to get there. Talk to this guy. He going through with him and his wife going through. Know him very well. And it's so sad. But I wanted to reach out to him and talk to him. And, I couldn't get him. People tell me, you need to talk to him. Call me. You really need to talk to him. Why don't you talk? Why don't you do this? Why don't you speak to him? I said, I'm going to call. I said, but Lord, before I do anything, I inquired of the Lord. I said, Lord, if you want me to, I will. But fill my mouth. I don't want to be calling, offending, accusing, messing things up. So I called. I didn't get him. So I said, Lord, I ain't calling no more. I just listened to the people. I said, Lord, if you want me to talk to him, he'll call. So on Christmas morning, he called. And I didn't feel like talking to him. Because I was with my family. But something inside of me got me up from the table and took me in the back and upstairs. And I was just walking and talking to him. And, and he got a little, I guess, offended, because I'm younger than he is. He said, he kept saying, tell me something I don't know. Tell me something I don't know. And I'm thinking, I said, well, he's supposed to be a man of God, supposed to be a preacher. And I didn't want to be offensive. I didn't want to say, if you knew, And so I kept my mouth and let him talk. But I can't remember everything that the Lord told me to tell this man. But he got another call. And whatever I said to him, he called me back. I answered the phone. Because I ain't even have to go to my phone. My phone speaks. It called the person's name out. As I answered the phone. It three times called. And I said, let me answer this phone because I don't want this person to think that I'm offended or anything like that. So I got the phone and talked to him some more. And he said, I want to apologize. I don't want you to think that, I can't listen to you and yada, yada. But how be so ever after all that to make that story so short? He was so appreciative of the word, not me, of the word, of the counseling that I thought that I couldn't give. And he said he would like to have lunch. And we talk some more according to the scriptures. So apparently sometimes we can read the word. We can hear the word. But God want us to obey the word. If we don't understand the word, we're still lost. You can read all day long. But if you don't have no understanding, you ain't going to get nothing. You just going to be still a dead man walking. walking and wondering what to do in your situations. And so with that, I'm going to try to encourage you all. And like I said, I believe it's, you know, it's headed to the direction where the Lord is leading us through Pastor. Psalms 1. Father, I thank you, first of all, for an opportunity, God, once again, to stand before your people, Lord. And I thank you, God, for every opportunity, God, that you give me to speak, God, to encourage, Lord, to uplift, God, in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you will anoint this morning. Amen. David is telling us here in Psalms 1, he said, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Why should we not walk in the counsel of the ungodly? First of all, we got to recognize godly counsel. First of all, we got to know ungodly counsel. Because we still got people out there that's telling folk, especially these young folk, this ungodly thing that they can do. They can live in sin. And that's ungodly. That is not the scripture. It's okay for you to try this man out, sleep with him for a while. It's okay for you to try this woman out to see if you like her, sleep with her for a while. And then, you know, hey, that the flesh is going to get involved in it. You know, you start trading them off like cars and coats and suits and stuff. This is the kind of counsel that they're getting out there. Why? Because my children are telling me these things. And I look at them like, man, who you been listening to? And I always tell them this. Daddy don't know it all. I don't. I say, but if I don't know, I can get to some people that know. And I will bring you the truth. I said, you know for yourself that stuff ain't right. You know, you one of them is talking about, well, Dad, if you ever, do you believe in palm readers and, you know, people, fortune tellers? I said, what you mean believe? I said, they do exist. I said, for us believing, going to them, asking them, what shall I do for counsel? I said, no. I said, you don't go no palm reader, man. Nobody know that type of stuff. I said, you got to ask God. You know, ask God what he wants you to do. Sometimes when God going to tell us to do some things, it's just, it don't even sound godly. It don't even sound good. We already know that sometimes when the Lord speaks to us and tells us some things, it don't feel good to the spirit. It don't even feel good to the flesh. So therefore, we go out from among God's word and we seek this other ungodly counsel. And he said, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners. We got to come apart from our so-called friends that we call them friends. You know, guys on the job quacking these old wise jokes. We laugh and just so we can fit in. And they won't say, Brother Al, you antisocial. Right now I am antisocial because I don't want to hear that. I came from all of that stuff. That's the stuff that I used to do. I'm trying to show you another way. And I'm talking about saints. I ain't talking about, you know, I'm talking about the people that are called by his name that's doing this stuff too. He didn't come out from among them. Separate yourself. How you gonna wash yourself and be sanctified if you ain't separated? We got to be separated. And he said, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. These folk that mock God's folk. I had some guys that, one of them, a high school buddy of mine, you know, and they both profess Christianity. They both profess Christ. They said, hey, Al, I ran to this little old lady, man, and she said that she was looking for somebody to do such and such. And I threw your name out there. I said, oh, that's fine. But one of them said, she said, after he said, now, this is a good Christian man. She said, oh, no, I don't want no sinners. I mean, I don't want no Christians. This, that, and they try to get over you, and this, that, and the other. So they start laughing and mocking and scorning me, you know. And I thought, I said, I don't want to offend you, brothers. I said, why are you laughing? Because she said she don't want no saint over there, no Christian. I said, ain't you called by his name? I said, what you laughing for? I said, is that a joke? I said, you should have been correcting her if you was a child of God. You know? But after I said that and a couple other scriptures, they put their heads down and said, yeah, man, you right. You know, I don't want to be part of this scornful stuff. You know, when you get the mocking God's children, you don't know you offending God's children. Sometimes, you know, God's children ain't finna, but God said, it's better for you to be, have a millstone around your neck, drown in the Dead Sea if you offend one of these little ones. It's this lady was a lady. This lady used to bother me, and I laugh it off. I'm telling you. She bothered me at that place and talked about my tougher word. I mean, boy, she had the, we sit in this big area. And, boy, she had the room just bugging up at me. And I just smile. I just smile. And she said something one day. And I said something to somebody else. Said, well, people got sick time. They ought to use the sick time. And, man, she blew up and just let me have it. And I just smiled. Shortly thereafter, this young lady, two of them, went to have a procedures, same procedures. She didn't come back. And I didn't think about that until after. I said, Lord, I wasn't offended. He said, but I was. She made a mockery of you in there. When she make a mockery of you, she making a mockery of me. You serving me, not them. You ain't serving nobody else. She didn't come back. The other one did. And she couldn't understand why she couldn't make it. And I thought, well, Lord, it ain't all about me. It's all about you. That song is for real. It's about Jesus. It's about what he said. It's about what the Lord said. So we got to be careful with this ungodly counsel. When pastor and these men of God are telling us stuff, sometimes, like I say, you can't decipher. And if it's not in the word, then you just got to do what the people of God say. Get before God. Wait on the Lord. Seek him. He'll talk to you too. You know, sometimes we can't give you everything word for word out of the Bible. But when they say wait, man, wait. It don't cost you nothing but time and you got it. You know, you can wait. You know. And he said, but his delight, this blessed man's delight is in the law of the Lord. And he said, in this law do he meditate day and night. We meditate day and night, not only so we won't forget, but that we'll know when a situation arises, the last thing I just got through meditating is the word of God. I know how to use the word of God. You know, we got to know how, because sometimes you can get caught. You can get caught in a dilemma. You know, a surprise to come up and you don't know what word to use. You be fishing for the scripture. And you know you're supposed to be fighting with the word, with the sword. You know you're supposed to, you know, interact with the word of God. I can't use the words that I used to use on the street. They don't profit. They cause harm. They cause damage. So, Lord, I try to meditate on this word day and night. The last thing I want to hear or read or see is the word of God, because when I close my eyes, sometimes the stuff that's on in the house just don't sound good. So I have to remove myself and go, maybe I have to lay on the couch or jump in one of the beds or something, because I don't want to hear the last thing, mother, father, you know, son of a somebody. You know, I don't want to hear that kind of stuff, because I'm talking for me. When I go to sleep and lay my eyes down, if the last thing I heard is probably going to be ringing in my mind. Ringing in my mind, I said, Lord, help me. You know, rid me of this stuff, God. Help me. Help my flesh, Lord. Help my mind. Cause me to think right, Lord. Cause me to dream right. You know, I have no control of my dreams. I have no control of my thoughts. Lord got to help us with this stuff. So when God tells us, look, don't be walking in ungodly counsel, he means just that. Because you can walk in a place where it can be detrimental. This couple that I know, that I'm counseling, the pastor told this woman not to marry this man. Told her not to marry. And man, she going through. This pastor said, wait. Not that you can't have him. Wait. Don't marry him yet. Well, she confessed. She said, well, I just couldn't wait. And I didn't want to say, well, see what you got. You know? But I say, oh, well, you know, sometimes it's not sometimes. It's better. It's good for your soul. It's good to listen to the men and women of God. It's good to listen to, especially folk that don't know the other person. If they don't know you and they talking and they touching your heart, you better listen. Because you're going to be in a world of trouble. You don't know how long you got to go through this trial. You don't know how long. You don't know what God's got for you. But you got to go in it. And now they want to, well, one of them want to get out. I said, well, that ain't scripture. You just can't jump out because it got hot. That ain't the word. And before I talked to him, I got every scripture before me. I'm like, Lord, I'm going to fight this devil because I know he lying. You know, you just can't get up because it's hot. I said, if you the man, God, look, Abraham cast out the bondwoman. He didn't say, Sarah, you got to go. The bondwoman had to leave her. Sarah stayed. That's the promise. That's his wife. That Egyptian woman wasn't none his wife. So Abraham got rid of her. I said, as long as you live, you're bound by your husband. You know, ain't nobody in the ground. I said, you got to, I said, look, Jesus said this. I said, I know that, you know, the scripture said that a bill of divorce, because a bill of divorce. Jesus said, look, y'all want to put your wives away because of anything. And Moses said, okay, you can. Because the hardness of your heart. You got a stone heart and it just ain't right when you get through talking. He said, but in the beginning, it was not so. It wasn't so. You can't do it. He said, but I say, not the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments speaks of an adultery. He said, but I say, accept it for fornication. Now, here are these men talking to Jesus about marriage and fornication. How you combine the two? You ask the average person, fornication is somebody sleep before they marry. That's the truth. But Jesus was talking about an immoral sexual continual acts. Why you married? He said, that's the only way. But you know what he said in Malachi? He said, I hate putting away. He don't want you to put away. And God mean what he said. He said, look, what God has joined together, let no man, not your mama, not your daddy, not your preacher, not you. You can't even cut loose. Let God do the separating. He said, let the wheat and the tares grow up. He said, I'm separating. And that way your hands are clean. That way you ain't got to worry about going back to the altar and say, Lord, I should have. You know, do it his way. It don't feel good. It don't sound good. But in the end, it is the right way. That is the way. Jesus said, I am the way. God gave us a way, and it's through Christ. If we listen to him. So we meditate on the word so we won't get ourselves caught up. You know, we won't get in these snares. He said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. Look, God say, look, you meditate in this word day and night, and if you do it, he said, you're going to be like this tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season. Look, we know if a tree planted by some water, it's going to be fed. It's going to grow. You put any plant or tree that's trying to bring forth some fruit without water, you ain't going to get nothing. You're going to get some bad crop, what you're going to get. I don't water my tree, my apple tree like I'm supposed to, my roses and all. That stuff be looking bad. Tawana got some plants out there on the front. They be thirsting. They be just, ugh. Go out there. I mean, you can literally see once you put that water on there, they just come alive. They rise up. Well, I say, boy, that is amazing. Them things just rise up. And that's what God is telling us. Look, we shall be like trees planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in our season. Because we got a season. We got a season. We don't know our season because we didn't plant ourselves. We are the trees of righteousness planted by God. God gonna plant you. You know, we are a plant that's been grafted in. You know, we was a wild olive, you know, a wild tree out there. If he grow, he going to get some, you know, he going to get something out of there, bad fruit. But when you take that wild olive and graft it with the true vine, this good root, he going to bring forth what the true vine got. He got to line up. It's going to bring forth some good fruit. So how can a bad tree bring forth good fruit? He can't. How can a good fruit bring forth bad fruit? It's impossible. It can't do it. So when God said he's going to plant us by a river of water and we're going to bring forth in our season, I received the word this morning. I came right on time. It's my season. I'm going to reap in due season if we faint not. You're going to reap in due season if you don't give up. If you don't listen to ungodly counsel, you're going to reap a good crop. You're going to reap something real good. I know sometimes when somebody messing with the children, we want to get with them. I'm be the first partaker of the fruit. Somebody mess with my grown men, they steal my babies. They got to hear from daddy. They going to hear from daddy. I'm going to make a presence. I'm going to let my presence be shown. Yeah, they got a daddy to care for them. May not be talking to him, but I'm going to speak loud enough where he can hear. You got to speak loud enough where the devil can hear. You know, my father is concerned about me. You know, he may not run up to this school all the time, but I got somebody that's concerned about me. You got somebody that's concerned about you. So he said, whatever we do, it shall prosper. Look, whatever we put our hands on, it's supposed to bring forth. And I asked this question not long ago. I said, Lord, you said in the word of God, they that know their God shall do exploits. And I said, Lord, I ain't doing no exploits. So apparently I don't know my God. So whatever I touch, you told me, is going to prosper. I don't know if y'all, I still like cartoon. I don't know if y'all know this guy, this cartoon named Slip Rock off the Flintstones. Every time he touched something, they said crumbles. Everything he touched, it didn't prosper. Sometimes I wonder with myself, I check myself. I say, Lord, I want to see if this is going to prosper. I want to pray for somebody. If they rise up, they get well, get out of sick bed, I'm all right. But if they don't, I got to check myself. And I know it could be, contributed to so many different things. But still, I'm in that order where I want to be in line with the scripture. He says, so whatever I do shall prosper. Isaac, in a famine, in all the land, he sowed. And the Bible said he reaped 100-fold. Joseph put up and he sowed and reap. So whatever we did, don't make no difference what the world is doing, if they're prospering, how they're going. We still supposed to prosper. We go in this bad time. We say it's bad. And it is bad, I heard. But we still supposed to be the head and not the tail. We still supposed to be able to lend some food, lend some money, be the lender and not always got your hand out. Say, if my hand is out, I want to be at the altar. Say, Lord, I don't want to be out there with no sign or calling my brothers and sisters and, calling church. I need. Say, Lord, I want to ask you first. You put it on their heart to give me. You know what I need. Some brother wanted to bless me. He said, man, I felt led to bless you. He said, what shall I do? I said, do what the Lord tell you to do. I don't know how much to give you. I said, I ain't opening up my mouth. I walked away from him. I ain't got nothing to say. I walked away. The Lord told me to give you this, $200. I said, well, that's what I'm supposed to have then. You know, I'm supposed to have them $200. You know, I'm supposed to have that $100. I'm supposed to have that $500. Whatever we do, we're supposed to prosper. People are supposed to look at us and want what we have. I ain't talking about your suit, your money. I'm talking about this goodness that's radiating inside of you. I'm talking about the attributes of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the fruits of the Spirit, the love that we're supposed to have, first of all, for one another, for our neighbors, for these ones that get on our last nerve. I can't help but I cannot stop praying for this child. I'm going to call it Crystal. I can't stop praying for her, Pastor. I just cannot. I saw the other day, she looked, it's a lost soul. Child down to zero, nothing. And I can't help but pray for her. I don't care who don't like her. That's God's child. God is concerned about those that are lost. He want her. The devil want her too. But I said, Lord, however you do it. But every time I see her, every time you put in my spirit to pray for her, I'm going to pray for her. Every time I'm going to speak good to her. I'm going to treat her nice. She's going to see the love of Christ come out of me. And that's what we got to have. We got to have what Jesus had. He loved us to the death. You know, we can't love nobody to death. The Bible said you hardly, you know, we can give our life for a good man. You know? So whatever we do, we're supposed to be prosperous. He said, but the ungodly are not so. But they're like the chaff which the wind driveth away. The ungodly. Therefore, the ungodly should not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. See, also you got some of the churches, some of these believers, they believe in Jesus. You know, I say, Lord, I hear that and I try to understand what the people say, and I ain't going to say what they ain't believing in. I say, but my Bible tells me that I would know the people by the fruit that they bear. This person called himself saved. And I can understand you have a few bad moments, but a continuous few bad moments from the west side to the east side, I have to call a dime a dime. And I have to call a dollar a dollar. In other words, I got to call you what I see. You unsaved. You living like that. If you continuing in your sin, if you continue in sin, you a sinner. You know, but I ain't bashing the people, but this person was talking. I said, you have to call it what it is and pray for the people. You can't keep saying, well, you know, lead them astray. In other words, you got to ask God to fix your mouth. Lord, you find the words for me to speak to this people so they can receive you, not me. Receive what you say, because it's going to be coming from the word of God. The ungodly, not so. People don't think that there's a hell. I asked this one lady who's in Bible study. We was talking about something. I said, where do you think the sinners go? First of all, do you believe in sinners? Yeah. You believe in saints? You believe in heaven? Yeah. I don't believe in hell. I said, the Bible speaks of hell. The lowest parts of hell, he said. I said, where do the sinners go, you think? Well, I think they go in this different part of heaven. I said, you're going to be up there unrighteous on the streets of gold, walking with David, Jesus, all those that went through. I said, that ain't scripture. So I had to show them scripture. Oh, thanks. Oh, brother. I broke down crying. I said, we got to do our part. And the work is out there, like you say, Pastor. I come here to get filled up. Let's come here and get filled up. Let's come here and get the word of God. I don't care if it's through a testimony, through a song, it's your season, through preaching, through somebody after church passing the word. Let's pass this word around. Let's get the gospel out and put down the gossip. We got a lot of gossip going on. Let's tell these folk that you're dying. You're on your way to hell. But there is another way. There is a more excellent way. You know, Jesus is the way. They don't want to hear that name, Jesus. You can say God. You can say Father, but when you say Jesus, you offend the most part of people out there. They don't want to hear Jesus, but I don't know no other name under the sun that was given by man that any man can be saved except by Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by Jesus Christ. So if you're trying to get there any other way, it ain't gonna happen. He said, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Why do Lord know the way? Because God, he point us in a direction. His word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. If we ask God daily, Lord, what shall we do? Acknowledge him in all our ways. He know our way. If we're going to follow his way, he know the way of the righteous, because he got it all laid out for us already. It's all planned. If we do what's right, our ways are righteous. Our ways are going to be good. But the way of the ungodly, they shall perish, he said. So people don't think they're going to perish. The parish is going to hell. You're going to be separated. If you ain't going to hell, whatever, if you're separated from God, then who wants that? Who want to be separated from God? I guess you wouldn't know no better, because you ain't came to know him. We got to know who this God is for us to be like, oh, Lord, I can't separate from you. I can't move without you, Lord. I'm afraid to. You know, you get so concerned to where you want to ask him about everything. And I think the Lord wants us to ask him about everything. I don't think we should ever have something of our own in our own conscience, our own mind, that where we say, Lord, I got this. I can do this. This is just a small thing. It's a small thing, too, to go and ask him, and he'll show you a way. Sometimes you'll get there, like this married couple, you'll get there, but it's through a hard way. It don't have to be hard, saints of God. It don't have to be hard at all. He said, look, blessed is the man. I want to be that blessed man that walk not after the counsel of God. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28. It's sure enough a blessed man here. Since y'all saying it's your season. And it came to pass, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. He command, do what he say do. Not what these folks saying, not what these people are feeling, you know, or you got this other slogan out there, my thing. My thing is, your thing better be what God's thing is. Your thing ain't no thing. It ain't about nothing. If it ain't God's thing, do-wop, do-wop, do-wop. It ain't got no swing. He said, look, which I command thee this day. God has given us commandment that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations. Where? On high, he said. Not below. He'll make you the head, not the tail. And he said, all these blessings shall come unto thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. I don't know about nobody else. I ain't had no blessings come and overtake me here in a while. I've had them come, but I'm looking for this overtaking blessing that's going to come up on me and say, look, man, I want you to have this. And you can't say no. This belongs to you. You can't turn your back on this blessing. It belongs to you. I want that overtaking blessing. He said, it's going to come up on you and overtake you. And he said, all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. I know y'all used to live in the country, right? Gwen, all y'all. Y'all was some country folk. Y'all grew up out here. Wasn't this the country out here before they kind of suburb? Not you. Well, look. All of this stuff out here crossing was farmland at once, wasn't it? At one time. He said, blessed shall you be in the city. You in the city now. Ain't you still blessed? You were blessed when you're out here. You blessed down there still. Now, I'm vice versa. I was a city boy. I was blessed in the city. I leaned on the fence. And boy, I tell you, I said, Lord, give us those days back where I can go and lean on the fence in the city and listen to the word of God. Where I can go on this corner, around the corner, where this man got this bullhorn, talking about, hey, it's getting late. You better be saved. You better repent. All of that stuff was going on down there. But at the time, we didn't pay it no mind. We rested for a while. We listened to the word. We say, oh, yeah, you're right. But we went on back doing our own thing. But I was blessed in the city. When my wife moved down there in the city, she didn't want to move in the city. We was blessed in the city. We went places we thought we would never be able to go with all them kids. We were blessed in the city. Now we out here in the fields. We still blessed. So it don't make no difference. You're going to be blessed wherever you go. If you're with God, if you're doing what he say do, you keep his word. You ain't going to fall short because his word ain't going to fall short. And he said, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of the ground, the fruit of the cattle and the increase of thy kind, the flocks of the sheep. He said, blessed shall you be in the fruit of your body. Well, yes, there can be a blessed in your body. You're going to be healed. But I take it too when he got to my increase it on the kine and the cattle. Pastor, you was blessed in your body. You and dad was blessed. All them kids out there, men, Tawana, on your heels. I guess, when you raised us, boy, you raised us good. Cause I guess Tawana, we was trying to do what Pastor and dad was doing. Got all them kids. But you know what? We were blessed. We're blessed. We have not buried none. We're blessed. We had to go and visit one where he wasn't supposed to be, but we were blessed. You know, we're still blessed. And he said, bless you be in the fruit of your fields, the ground of the fruit of the ground. Dad, I know you're blessed. All your crop come up good. You know how to take care of them, but my little tree said, Lord, I must be doing something wrong because my little apple tree gives and it don't give. Maybe that's the way it's supposed to go with the apple tree. But he said, blessed shall be thy basket in the store. How many of y'all go to the store, come out with just a few things? How many go to the grocery store, come out, go with a list this small with five things, but you come out the basket this tall? You blessed in the store. Look at our blessings. But we don't want to cut them blessings off, though, by listening to the counsel of the ungodly folk. You run the folk, you be feeling good. They catch you off. The devil catch you off guard. You be feeling good. You know, you feeling real good, especially this time of the year. You got the Christmas spirit, and somebody can come and speak a crazy word to you. You know, and if you ain't on guard, you ain't watching, that word will take root, and before you know, you're doing what you ain't supposed to be doing, saying what you ain't supposed to be saying, looking where you ain't supposed to be looking. So let us be blessed. Let us be the blessed man. And he said, well, I want to get to the cursing. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. We are blessed when we came in. We're going to be blessed when we come out. We're going to be blessed when we come, go in our house. We're going to be blessed when we come out of our house. Ain't nobody took none of our lives. You know, we got a lot of trouble around us. A lot of trouble, a lot of killing. Young people falling every day. And people wonder why the young people are falling. You know, I got one reason why that I believe is a lot of these parents ain't living the way they're supposed to be living. And they wonder why their kids are falling. They wonder why their kids are being slain. You know, mothers ain't mourning like they're supposed to be mourning. I know a mother, she's not living the way. She's living just as bad as her children. Mouth is as bad as her children. I say, you know, the kids have no examples. You know, and you know, people, and I always say to their defense, and people hate when I say that, but they old enough, they know better. I say, but it's harder when you ain't been taught. It's harder when you don't have an example. It's tough. You know, a lot of people do because they have to do that way. That's the only way they know until they come into the light. A lot of things I did out of disobedience because I had somebody that was living right before me that got up and worked every morning, made us get up, made us screw up the toilets. You know, I ain't had no sisters at home when I was washing them. Dishes. Didn't have a dishwasher. I bust them suds, I dried them, and I put them up. They couldn't sit and dry overnight. They had to go in the cabinet. My daddy was on us. I swept, I mopped, I scrubbed, I did whatever they told me to do. But you know what? I'm blessed because of that, because it taught me something. And that's what they don't understand. It's going to teach them something. I listened to this man on Saturday morning. He said, mothers, get them kids up. You know, they can scrub the walls. They can move the stove and clean behind the stove. Get them boys up. It's something for them to do. They ain't got to be standing there till noon, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the evening. Get them up and get started. They can't get them up and get started because the mama and daddy ain't getting up, ain't getting started. They ain't doing nothing. So they doing what they see. They going by with what they see. You know, you go by with what you hear. You go by what you see. So let us look. Let us be a blessed man. Don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. There's some ungodly counsel out there. If you need counsel, it's right in the church. If you don't think it's in the church, it's out there somewhere. It's another church. Search God's word out. He ain't going to leave you or lead you astray. Search his word out. He got a path for you. He got places he want to send you. He got things for you to do. Like Pastor said, it's so much that we can be doing, but we're so busy doing other things. You know, this other thing got me tired. It ain't God's work. It ain't that I prayed so much. It ain't that I went to the hospital and stayed up there so long. It ain't that I went to the old folk home and visited them. It ain't that I went to a brother that used to go to church and sought him out. It's these other things that's got me wore out. Other things. So we back to where you said. We back to picking and choosing now. We got to choose this day who we gonna serve. We got to choose this day who we going to listen to. Is it man or is it going to be God? Which one? You know, we got to lay some stuff aside. We got to put some stuff down. Saints of God, let us listen to God. Let us seek out godly counsel. I know some of the things that, you know, you might be told, especially the younger generation, it don't sound good. Believe me, it's good for the soul. It's good for the body. It's good for your mind. It's good for your heart. These folk ain't make it to where they are, you know, on their own. They knew. So I'm eager. I'm ready. I love sitting around old folk. I'm going to let y'all in on a secret. That's my nickname. They call me old man because I like to be around the old people. I can learn something from them. But these youngsters out here, I can't do nothing but learn how to. Man, they want to take you back. But they ain't got, it's too late now. And they get on my last nerve. You know, sometimes I get up from my family and I just have to slip right on out. I said, buddy, because it's crazy, you know. It's crazy out there, you know. You know, I want to be around some good conversation. You know, I don't want to be Lot just vexed with the filthy conversation. You know, Lot was vexed. But I wonder, how come he didn't get up and leave? He said it was vexed. But the Lord told me, say, look, sometimes you be so deep in your mess, you can't. You got to have somebody to pray you out. Abraham prayed him out of there. You got to have somebody laboring in prayer for you, especially when you see it. If you see your brother in error and don't try to reach out, or just pray, intercede, I think we're going to be in trouble. I really do. So a lot of times they just in it, they in too deep, and they don't know how to get out. Lot forgot which way was the front door. You know, he was locked up in that room. He was just scared to come out because they probably would have got him. You know, his daughter would have been all right, but they'd have got him. You know. So, saints of God, blessed is the man that walk what? Not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Let us be glad. Let us be delightful of the word of God. Let us be glad when God tells us to do this, what we call a hard thing sometimes. He's doing it for our good. Let us have joy in the word. Let us be eager that this word is speaking to us. Let us be glad and be eager to do what the word is telling us. I'm going to turn it back in the hand of the pastor.